It could have been a scene from an epic film with a cast of thousands, but in fact it was real life, and the occasion was a mass presided over by Pope Benedict XVI to mark the Holy Year at Santiago de Compostela in the square in front of the great Cathedral of St. James. Many people had been in the Plaza del Obradorio from earlier in the day when the Pope had visited the cathedral to pay homage to the Apostle James, but even since then it seemed to have swelled with eager pilgrims awaiting the Holy Father's arrival. When the Pope did arrive, clothed in red vestments, it was to rapturous applause, and the Pope himself seemed swept up in the infectious atmosphere. With a sky that seemed to clear just for the occasion, the celebration got underway with a greeting by the Archbishop of Santiago de Compostela.
Benvido, Santo Pai.
The Mass itself was celebrated on a specially constructed modern stage just at the shoulder of the ancient cathedral, symbolic perhaps of Christianity's roots and its presence today.
Bien queridos hermanos en Jesucristo.
During his homily, while the faithful fell silent, the Pope again spoke about a key theme of this visit, the rediscovery of Europe's Christian identity. His words were a call to this continent to look back at its Christian roots in order to know where it is going in the future.
Es una tragedia que en Europa, sobre todo en el siglo XIX, se afirmase, divulgase la convicción de que Dios es el antagonista del hombre.
And from the beginning of this homily, he reminded people that Christianity isn't a project, it's a meeting with God. And if you want to serve God, it's not measured in materialism. It's giving of oneself, even with the smallest of good actions. The Holy Father also used pilgrimage, another key theme of this visit, and the pilgrimage route at Santiago de Compostela and its Holy Year, to underline the good that comes from imitating Jesus. The Pope said that the forging of friendships and the strengthening of faith on this route opens one up to the truth and good things. He also spoke about the Church remaining constant in the face of new forms and projects, as he called them. The Church, he added, bases itself on the fact that God exists and has given us life.
Come è possibile che si sia hecho silenzio pubblico sobre la realidad primera y esencial de la vida humana?
The Pope also called on Europe not to be afraid to embrace Christianity and God himself and work for human dignity. He continued by bringing home the point that when people are deprived of essential values, crises ensue. A Europe, said the Pope, moving forward in the realm of science and technology is a good thing, but it is important that Europe knows the truth of its origins. As the Mass ended, darkness began to fall on Santiago de Compostela, ending a truly eventful day here, a day where the Pope came as a pilgrim to re-evangelize the faithful, just like the Apostle James, who came to these shores bringing with him the good news. With Pope Benedict in Spain, I'm Lydia O'Kane.